Good morning and welcome to ASI's Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. We are broadcasting live from the second show day of ASI Chicago. Come on over here. We're going to play some games and have a lot of fun.
Come on over.
Come on over.
Come
say
hi.
We've got Joe Haley, who in person is going to do a live version in the flesh of the Joe Show. Very exciting.
Good morning, everyone.
Dave out here. He's going to play golf with some people.
Yes.
We've got Larry Bassinet here, Executive Director of Research. Hello, Larry.
Hello, Melinda.
Hello,
Nicole Rollander, Director of Education, is here. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
And Andy Cohen, a.k.a. Yes. Captain Killjoy, is in the house.
In the
house. And we've got Samantha over there running this whole operation. Hi, Samantha. Nicole, what's on tap for today's show?
Well, Larry's going to give us more Counselor Steve the Industry Facts. Joe's going to treat us to a live Joe show, which is going to be exciting.
Woohoo!
I'm going to give you some insider tips from the Million Dollar Sales Summit on Tuesday. Andy's going to talk about the keynoter, Tom Searcy. And we're also going to have, as Melinda said, some golf putting and a fun decorating quiz. So back to you, Melinda.
All right, let's get started. Larry Bassinet, the Counselor State of the Industry, has just come out. This is an exhausted. You're exhausted.
You're tired.
Andy's exhausted.
This is a massive survey we do each year with thousands of distributors and suppliers involved to get the pulse on the state of the industry. What did we glean from this study this year?
We gleaned many things, Melinda. But one of the things I wanted to point out this morning is distributors' perceptions of who their competitors are and how that's changed over the last few years. Who do you think distributors consider their biggest competition?
I know.
Online.
Online. Mm-hmm. Online. But just
I would have said other distributors, but I read the report.
But you read the magazine, which is wonderful.
Wow, you could pass a reading comprehension quiz.
Absolutely. Just 2 years ago, distributors were still saying that it was other local distributors were the main competition. And now they have a much more global view and see the internet as their main source of competition. It was 35%, so twice as many saying the devil is the internet.
Andy, you've been looking at this study now for several years. Did that surprise you, or is that something that you've been writing about in Counselor?
Well, that has been happening. That change has definitely been happening over the last few years. I think part of it is price-driven. Part of it is distributors seeing online websites, you know, selling at a lower cost. And so they see that as a threat to their own business. Other distributors that are, you know, local to them are probably actually bigger competition. They're the people that they run up against every day with clients. But they're running their business the same way that they are. They're not doing the sort of price-cutting that many websites are. So that's a new sort of enemy, I guess you would say.
So what can distributors do to sell against those cost-cutting websites?
Well, honestly, I don't think you want to. If they're going to sell at a 10% margin, you don't want to play that game. You want to be getting clients that are going to work with you on, you know, not just price, but services that you provide, ideas that you provide them. If you just are selling on price, then you've reduced it to a commodity.
Right.
You don't want to do that. You want to provide the kind of service that creates the type of loyalty that you're looking for from your clients.
Those sites can't offer ideas or a total marketing solution for clients.
No,
distributors can.
They serve a purpose. They really do. If it's for the self-serve type customer, the customer that knows exactly what they want and can get it through a website, and then they can get it a little cheaper. But if they need ideas, if they need service, if they need things delivered to them in a personal way, if you need to fulfill the program at all in any way, then that's where distributors come in. That's where you separate yourself.
All right. Well, thanks, Andy. Thanks, Larry. We're going to check in with you again in a few minutes, Larry. First of all, has anyone out here ever seen the Joe Show? Anyone?
Joe Show. Oh, they've seen it over there. There we go.
Ah, we've got some over here. Well, we're very lucky to have Joe Haley here today to do a live and in-person version of the Joe Show. Joe, you scoured the show floor yesterday, found some of your favorite new products, and why don't you give us a peek?
You got it, Melinda. Hey, everyone, welcome to Chicago. Hopefully you're having a good time today. And I do have a number of products that we've plucked off of the trade show floor we'd like to show you because we think they have good applications for your clients out there. Now, this first one is a dry erase board, marker set, and eraser. And if anyone was at Education Day the other day, you saw pitchers and glasses that were all branded with the McCormick Place logo. This is a great product to sell to any convention center or anyone having a convention at a convention center. If they want a brand, you can sell it to them. They can put this logo on there for use at the Education Day sessions. The next product is an eco-friendly product. This is from Spectre & Co. And if you haven't seen these are journals, and they are made out of, and I am not making this up, 100% recycled elephant poo. It is one of the most eco-friendly products you're going to find. It is made out of elephant poo. The fibrous pages are very nice looking. So if you have a client that wants something different with an eco-friendly product to put their logo on, you can get these journals.
And they're not stinky either.
They do not smell one bit.
That's a good thing.
The next product I have now, these are golf balls, and these are also recycled golf balls, made from 100% recycled golf balls. And what I like about this product, it comes with a bag. So if the golfer's using it and they split the ball, rather than throwing it away, you can save all the balls up, send them back to the manufacturer, and they will recycle them again. So if your clients are doing golf tournaments and they want a green theme to that, they can give all the golfers eco-friendly golf balls. Staying with eco-friendly theme, has anyone seen these? I'm going to hold them up a bit at a time. This is flatware, and it's made out of bamboo. And everyone knows bamboo is completely eco-friendly because it grows about 4 to 6 feet a day. So there's not any pesticides used in growing the product. And it can be manufactured to a number of different things. Now, this is great for companies who are having company picnics, company events, whether they're having their clients there, whether they're having their vendors there, or their employees, or all of them, and they want an eco theme to that. Why not use these? Tell them they can put their logo on this. They can be eco-friendly rather than using paper plates that are just going to go into a landfill or styrofoam that aren't going to break down at all. Who has clients who have traveling sales reps or just reps that come in? Everyone does. Just one guy raised his hand. Everyone does. What I like about this is a traveling coffee mug. Some people don't like plastic, some people don't like the stainless steel. This is made out of porcelain, so it is eco-friendly in a sense that it's not going to be thrown away. It's not paper. It comes with a silicone lid and band, and it has its own spoon there. So if someone picks up coffee someplace and they don't want to put in their sugar or creamer till later, they can do that because they have their own spoon. So think of your clients with refs, traveling refs, or if you have small coffee shops in the area you want to sell to, they can use this item, give it out as an incentive for people to come back and get discount off all their coffee purchases. Still eco-friendly. This is from Shipenko, and this is a biodegradable pen. And I'm telling you, this pen will decompose in 30 days. If you put this in a compost pile, the only thing left in 30 days is going to be the refill and the spring. So if you've got anyone, banks, who use a lot of pens, why not show them this? It's something different, it's something new, and it's going to show that they're conscious about the environment and they want to do a good thing for the environment, so this eco-friendly pen would fit that bill. And finally, who goes to the grocery store and uses their own tote bags? More and more people do, but you need a way to contain all them, and this device here is going to do that. You fold them up, you're going to use this band, and you're going to keep them all together. So you can throw them in the shopping cart. It's got a little handle here. Coupons can fit in a slit there. So more and more grocery stores and supermarkets are going to those tote bags. Everyone has them now, so they need something else to brand. And here's something for all their shoppers. They can have another brand on it, and it's a way to keep all their bags in order. Thanks a lot for watching. This is ASI TV. Actually, it's radio. ASI Radio.
This is radio this time.
Let's hear it for Joe. That was great, Joe. You can see the Joe Show every Tuesday on Counselor Promogram, so be sure you subscribe to that. That was awesome. And Joe will be signing autographs, right, Joe, right after the show?
Yeah, for a nominal fee.
We have a very special guest here this morning. ASI's very own chairman, Norman Cohn, is here. Now, Norman is very well known in the ASI family for giving predictions, which I guess your rate of being correct is pretty high, maybe about 85%?
At least 80%.
At least 80%. We asked Norman to come this morning and give us a few predictions for how the second half of the year is going to be for the industry and for the economy at large. So, Norman, what do you have? Hopefully you've got good news.
Yes, better news than last year. As you know, we have 25,000 members, so we get an idea from polling all those people how business is. Compare your own business to these predictions. The worst is over. We hit bottom, and we're now on the way up. The big question is, are we going to go up in a V, or are we going to go sort of stumbling along an inch at a time? I believe that we are going to have a significantly better year than last year, but not as good as the year before when things were rosy. However, our industry has proven to end buyers that it works, it gets a return on investment, and therefore we are going to have a very good year. Come back next year and check out how I predicted compared to what your experience is.
Well, thank you, Norman. I know you've also had some experience predicting various sporting events. So, you know, with baseball going on right now, who do you think is going to win the World Series this year?
Mets. Oh, sorry.
Good luck. Not likely.
We have to get a new technical person, I think. I'm from Philadelphia, and I happen to be a big fan of Philadelphia, but it's a very close race. More importantly, who's going to win the All-Star game? The National League has not won for a number of years. I am not so sure they're going to get the job done, even though the Phillies coach is the coach this year. I will also say, in spite of what everybody else believes, the Miami Heat will not, in spite of the three All-Stars, win the NBA championship this year. So you can take those to the bank and see what they'll give you.
Let's hear from Norman Cohn. Thank you so much. Glad to have you with us this morning. We're going to pause for a moment for a message from today's show sponsor. And when we return, we're going to play a little golf with Dave Vagnone.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteYou. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteYou today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteYou, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteYou.com.
You're listening to ASI's radio show live from Chicago. And Dave, are we ready to play some golf?
Yes, we have three contestants, Belinda. We're going to give each of you three cracks. Whoever gets the most in the hole in three tries gets a magnificent prize from ASI Radio. I'm going to ask each of you for your name, where you're from, and your company, please.
Deborah Orofino from Edwardsville, Illinois. Company name is Promo Sensations.
Deborah, thanks for being here, sir.
Bob Martin with Ohio Select. We're in Reynoldsburg, Ohio.
Thank you, Bob. I think we have a ringer here on the end.
Christopher Lewis from Palatine, Illinois, and my company is Fingers, Inc.
Very nice. Well, thanks again for being here. Deborah, you're up first, I believe. You get three cracks. Now, you were practicing, Deborah, before, so you should have a strategic advantage. And again, folks, there's no pressure. The entire industry is watching, okay? No pressure at all.
Oh,
it broke to the right. That was a pretty good try, though.
See, now you have to know how to play that break.
You sort of have to go underneath the Chicago Bears logo. That's where the break is on our 18th green here. All right, Deborah, second try, 0 for 1. Here she goes.
Yes.
Looking good. Dead center for Deborah. All right, she's 1 for 2. If you get this one, Deborah, I think you stand a pretty good chance of capturing the title here.
Knock it in.
Here. No practice stroke. She just goes right after it. Oh, and a little bit to the right. Not bad, though. How about a round of applause for Deborah? All right, Deborah, 1 for 3. Next up is Bob. Bob means business. Apparently, the rumor on the street is he went 3 for 3 on this mat yesterday. So he's got this green all pegged.
Oh, that's going to be short.
Left it short. He Alice the putt, everybody.
You're going to have to hit it a little harder.
All right. We didn't mow the lawn this morning.
No.
All right, next putt for Bob.
It rained.
A little harder. Looking good. Looking dead center for Bob.
There we go.
All right. Okay, Bob, we're going to give you a chance to take the lead.
This one's going in.
No pressure.
Andy has a good feeling about this.
You just have to sink this putt. I feel it.
He's concentrating. This could be for the...
Right.
Pushed it a little bit, folks. Johnny Miller would not be happy with that putt. All right. You would have made the gimme. All right.
Two's going to take the prize, huh?
Two will win. Hard and dead center.
Right. Nice job.
He just hit right through the break. He just rammed it right through the break.
If that was a hole, it would have gone way past.
For the title.
You can feel the
intensity.
That's
it. Oh! All right. This is it. This is for it all. If not, we'll have... If not, everyone gets a prize.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins here at ASI Radio.
Knock it in. Knock it in.
Line it up. It's looking good. Oh! Shortened to the right. How about a round of applause for all our contestants?
I thought that last one was going.
That was looking pretty good.
Dave, everybody gets an ASI TV show T-shirt for participating.
Well, thank you very much, Melinda. Radio. We'll make sure we get the sizes right, folks. Again, thank you very much for participating. Hope you enjoyed it. And we have trivia coming up later in the show,
yes.
So be sure to hang around for
more
that.
More valuable prizes.
First, that's right.
First, we are going to check in with Joe Haley, who's now roaming the trade show floor, talking to suppliers. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, Melinda. How are you? Can you hear me?
We can. What's going on out there?
I am at 3204 at the feet with Brad, and he's going to tell us what he loves about Chicago.
Hi, Brad.
No.
Hey, Melinda. It's Brad here at the feet. The best thing to do in Chicago is to go to the ASI Hot Party.
Oh, yeah, Hot Party.
Oh, heard of that.
Smoking last night, huh?
It was.
That's it? That's all you got?
I think we lost him.
All right, we'll check
still
back
enjoying
in with
the
Joe
hot party.
In just a little minute.
The hot party was really good for him.
And Dave, right before we do the game show, we've got another special guest here. Rob Watson, president of MediaTree, is going to come and chat with us for a minute.
Come on out, Rob.
MediaTree has sponsored our hot niche market track, which is very popular for ASI education here. And Rob, I know that you've taught a session on marketing to the next generation.
It was very, very popular. Thanks for having me this morning. ASI Chicago has been great for us.
That's great.
And the education sessions were great. We had a lot of people that came out. The interest in the youth market is certainly there, and we hope to kind of push that into the third and fourth quarter, at least creating some great opportunities for our distributors.
Now, what would you say the number one challenge people in our industry have selling to that generation? Are there some...
I think just because technology lends itself to, you know, particularly that demographic, it's kind of pushing the learning opportunities and experiences within internet and some social networking within distributors, and allowing them to understand how they can utilize those tools within promotional products to extend business and increase revenue for them.
It's a valuable market, though, right?
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
And what are some of the types of products they're looking for?
Downloadable, just because they're looking for instant gratification. They don't want that one-size-fits-all product. They want to be able to choose. So as many options as you can give them in terms of reaching a lot of demographic, being able to choose a song, being able to choose a ringtone, those sorts of things really speak to not only that demographic, but being able to lend itself to internet and technology.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Rob, for sponsoring, and we'll see you in Orlando. All right, are we ready for our game show?
We are ready. We have a special contestant. Not only do we have three human contestants, but we have Gizmo.
Oh, I see.
Gizmo the dog has made its way to outside the show floor. Okay, folks, come over here.
So does that mean
we're
going to
play a little ASI
bark?
Radio trivia. I'm going to have you introduce yourself, say your name, your company, where you're from, sir.
Andre, Business Design Solutions from Michigan.
Nice to have you here, ma'am.
Dorothy Martin, Optimum System Products from Columbus, Ohio.
Go Buckeyes.
Trina Ord and Gizmo from Profitable Promos in Georgia.
Now, is Gizmo, does he have some decorating know-how? Okay.
Gizmo's
good.
All about
that's
going to
come in handy.
Okay. So we're going to ask you questions, and the first one to shout out ASI gets to answer first. If you get it correct, you get a point. If you get it wrong, someone else gets a chance to guess. Okay? Sound good?
Yes.
Let's play ASI Radio Trivia.
All right. I'm going to read the questions and give you your four choices.
Multiple choice.
All right. Number one. This natural fabric is 3 times stronger than cotton and is very easy to grow since it doesn't require fertilizer or pesticides. This fabric isn't as soft as cotton, but in a blend it can add durability to a garment. Your choices are A, bamboo, B, soy, C, hemp, or D, corn.
Oh, Dorothy
right in the
screams
middle
ASI.
Right in the middle.
B.
We need a buzzer. You got it right there.
Gizmo knows.
Trina says ASI.
Gizmo knows.
A, bamboo.
So what are our other choices?
The two remaining choices are
hemp or corn.
Okay.
Corn.
All right. Nobody gets a point that
Nobody
round.
Gets it.
The answer is hemp.
We're trying to get points.
I said C was a popular choice. You didn't listen. All right. Question number two.
Okay. Let's see if we do better with this one. This plant pulp can be converted into fibers to create a fabric that's extra soft and very durable. Mm. Its natural properties make it antimicrobial and UV resistant. This plant also requires no pesticides to grow, and it's one of the fastest growing plants in the world.
She thinks she knows it without any other choices.
Yeah.
Wait a second, I have to ask you. Did the antimicrobial, was that the big hit for you?
I think fastest growing in the world is bamboo.
You got it.
Bamboo. Ding, 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 ding.
I think Joe actually gave
Gizmo
that away.
Gizmo has one point. Right.
Yeah, Gizmo won. Gizmo and company won. And the rest of the folks, nothing. Continue, Nicole.
Okay. This is probably the most popular and most common performance quality that clients will ask you for in a polo. Since end users typically wear a shirt from morning to night in a variety of temperatures, this treatment, which can be achieved by a wet-dry process, helps keep wearers cool and dry. Which is it? Here are your choices. Anti-wrinkle, moisture wicking.
Not even waiting.
Oh, Gizmo says moisture wicking.
That's
Yay,
right.
Gizmo.
That is correct.
She's just not playing fair, guys.
We have a ringer it here.
Give that dog a bone.
Except for that first question. Did you just say that?
Let's continue. How many more do we have, Nicole?
I've got three.
Okay, so anybody can still win. Everybody's still in the game. Okay, let's focus now.
Okay.
Bear down.
All right, this is a wearables question. This popular shirt style is a loose-fitting garment with a sleeve that extends to the collar instead of ending at the shoulder. This special sleeve style is attached with slanting seams running from under the arm to the neck. Here are your choices. Tunic style, raglan style, mercerized style, or viscose style.
Okay, ASI only.
Here we go.
I think the answer is B.
Which one is that?
It is B.
It's B.
B, raglan. Is that the one you're choosing?
Yep.
Okay, you're correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
Uh-oh, Gizmo,
okay.
Watch out.
Okay.
Gizmo, you got some folks coming behind you. All right.
Okay, what's the best imprinting method to put a large photorealistic image on a T-shirt? A, pad printing. B, sublimation. C, screen printing. Or D, garment printing.
Oh, Gizmo's
ready. We have an ASI. I heard it first.
I think it's answer A.
No.
Dorothy. Well, stand by.
B.
You got it.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay, so we have a one, and a two.
And
we have one question left.
Oh, whoa.
Okay.
The pressure is on.
This is important, Gizmo.
All right.
Nice and loud.
All right,
Gizmo,
here we go.
We'll close it out here.
All right. This is a woven or non-woven support material that decorators add to the underside of a fabric before it's embroidered. This material can be hooped with a garment or placed between the machine throat plate and the hooped garment. It comes in various weights in three types, tearaway, cutaway, and washaway. Your choices are A, mercerized cotton, B, flock, C, stabilizer, or D, nail heads.
Uh-oh.
Oh, ASI. Gizmo and crew.
Come on, Gizmo.
For the win. Gizmo for the win.
C, stabilizer.
You got it.
We have a winner. Now, Trina, tell me what it was like to win this contest. How did you manage to pull it off?
This was just amazing. I was so lucky that
Look,
Gizmo
the dog
had
is
some of the answers.
The dog
Gizmo
is so
is
excited.
Excited.
He's jumping
We're going to have to
bag.
Find a prize for Gizmo. Listen, how about we give a round of applause for all our contestants? Thank you very much for playing. Go Gizmo.
And Dave, we've got a book from our keynote speaker for every single contestant. So
terrific. You're
I don't
all
know
winners
if Gizmo
today.
Can read, but hopefully she can read it to him.
Yes, Gizmo will be quite interested in this book.
Okay. All right, real quick, we're going to check in with Joe Haley on the show floor. Joe, what are you finding there?
Hey, Melinda, I just was walking around and I stepped into booth 1713 at Fields Manufacturer. I'm here with Matt Bertram, and Fields is actually one of our Education Day sponsors, and he's going to tell us one of his favorite things to do in Chicago.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Good, Matt. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Definitely one of my favorite things to do in Chicago is to go to the Shedd Aquarium. It is outstanding. It is a beautiful place and right off the lake, so it doesn't get any better than that.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll see you there this afternoon then, Matt.
Yeah. Well, if the rain holds, that would be great.
All right. Thanks very much for checking in with us. And lastly, Larry Bassinet, our research director, is going to give us one more quick tidbit from the Counselor State of the Industry, and then we're going to open the trade show floor.
We're all here at the ASI Show Chicago, and one of the things that we looked at last year with State of the Industry is we asked suppliers how many leads that they had through all their trade show activity last year. And as we know, last year was a very down year. One of the things they told us is that they had over 1,200 leads on average for per supplier from all the trade show activity last year. That's outstanding. And what's more important is that that generated $250,000 in revenue for them. And that's in a bad year. So everybody's more optimistic about this year, and we have to think that number is going to go up significantly in 2010.
Well, that bodes well for today's trade show.
It absolutely
be a busy
does.
Day.
Absolutely. It absolutely does.
All right. Well, we're going to open the show floor in just a few minutes, so thanks for listening to ASI Radio. Thanks for today's show sponsor, I Promote You. And check us out at our regular time. We're on the radio, asicentral.com/radio, every Tuesday morning at 10:30 Eastern Time. Have a great show, everybody.
Have
thanks.
A good day.
Bye. See ya.